Okay.
Today is Wednesday, January 16th, 2019. I call to order the iBISBE committee meeting. Those present, Denise Loth is present, Rob Page is present, Kathy Snowden is present, Carrie Gupson is present, and Stephanie Peavy is present.
Where's Carrie? Carrie's not present.
Carrie Gupson is en route. David Smith is present, our council liaison, and Nina Williams is present also. I have a motion for the approval of the minutes of our October 17, 2018 meeting.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
I'd like to move to our next discussion item, which is a follow-up of our November 13th meeting with the business community, which I thought went very well, and I thank Rob and Kathy for really getting the turnout that we had, and we thank the mayor for being there. Rob, talk to us what you think our follow-up should be.
Well, my gut feeling, and I've been thinking about this for several weeks, I don't think that this committee is in a position to be the watchdog for the business community as far as putting together some sort of communication arm. That doesn't mean we can't help. I think, based on what I see in the city right now, we have pockets of communication within the business community, but there isn't, like we said in the meeting, there isn't any way of discussing with the city. There's no way of really communicating with a source to the city. There's a lot of different voices. I think one of the jobs of this committee is to be a liaison, to be a catalyst for economic development. Economic development for us, merchants, and I'm speaking just as a merchant, is tourism. And a lot of people don't like to talk about that, but it is what it is. And without it, I think the conversation in the city would be completely different. So the fact that it is what it is, we need to have a viable communication line with the community, with the city. We have to have something in the form of a chamber. This is just my opinion, and it has to be, I don't know what that form is, but I have put together, the idea that I have put together is the Slack app. I've been using it in my business now for several months, and it has literally transformed our business. Transformed it as a communication tool. In the past, we would spend time texting, and now we have an in-house communication tool that is so valuable, so cool, that I've got to get everybody involved in it. It's something that we've talked about. A lot of people did get involved in Slack. I know Morgan and I over at Bathtub Coffee, he's excited. He's still excited, still engaged with having something like this as a first start. My suggestion is that as this committee, we form sort of a smaller ad hoc committee that would address the issue of communication with the city and not necessarily bog down the agenda for this organization, but rather report to this organization on how we're moving forward. Sort of like we've occupied a lot of this committee's time with Local First, and that didn't quite pan out the way we wanted it to. That doesn't mean that wasn't a viable vehicle or option. I think it still is. There still needs to be something. I would just encourage everyone to not allow this to just fade away. We are in a position right now where I'm looking at what's happening in the city. We don't have a visitor center per se yet. We don't have a chamber. We're not in a position to be taking anything away or destroying anything or not at least exploring options. Because in the absence of those options, I think we have literally nothing. And nothing is not an option for the business community. There has to be something. And I know it's going to take leadership. It's going to take some open-minded people just saying, you know, let's give it a shot. Let's give a whole bunch of things a shot until something sticks. That's always been my approach to business, and it works. And I think with open minds, we can try as many things as we as we need to make something work. But again, a lot of us are bogged down with our own businesses. We're very busy. I don't have a dog in this game. There's nothing I'm going to gain from having a chamber of commerce. I pay a substantial amount of money to my own in-house advertising to promote Bisbee. I spend a lot of money on promoting Bisbee. And I don't necessarily need it. I know how to pick up the phone and call who I need to call to get things done. But, like Christina always said, we're always better together. And I think the community is better together. The business community is better together. And I think we can continue to push this ball forward without spending a lot of time in this committee to do it.
Thoughts? Kathy, what are your thoughts?
Are you saying that we want a Chamber of Commerce?
I'm saying we want something to, from the feedback that we got at that meeting, mm-hmm. we want a way to communicate with one another, kind of like the old Bisbee merchants. Mm-hmm. We want a way to communicate, but we don't want the meetings.
Right.
We don't want the dues. We don't want the bureaucracy and the red tape that goes along with the 501c3.
Because my experience with chambers here is just...
And I feel the same.
Yeah. I mean, nobody... And people are getting less meeting-oriented. Mm-hmm. And I signed up for Slack, but nothing ever... There was
I signed
never
up for it, too.
Anything so, of any interest. So
what I'd like to offer is for anybody willing to take 30 minutes... I will come to your place of business, and I will sit with you, and I will show you how to use this marvelous application.
You forgot so.
Because
I'll meet you in the kiosk on Saturday.
I'll be there.
You work on Saturday?
I'll be there. And that's only because I'm excited. I'm excited about how the application has transformed our business.
I've only been on it a few times, but are there a lot of other businesses in Bisbee that are actually participating in it?
Right now, there's about 12.
And how many were at that meeting?
But there's nothing happening, so
no.
I don't
so no
understand how it's going to help, because there's
well,
nothing happening.
That's the thing. So let me just give you an example. Text messaging, okay? We all text message, right? And it costs money to text message. A lot of people don't because it costs money. Christina is a good example. She won't text message me because it costs money. And I say, okay, Christina, we'll get you on Slack. It's an app. You have an Apple iPhone. You don't even need an Apple. You can have just any iPhone or any phone. You can message me like WhatsApp. You can message as many times as you want. Everybody has access, like Facebook, to that message and to that conversation. Unless you decide, let's say you and I want to have a conversation. We can talk to one another in private on Slack app. Or if we want to say go to Bisbee After 5, right? This conversation on Bisbee After 5 is open to everybody that wants to talk about Bisbee After 5. And it's open to everybody that you invite to that conversation. And it becomes almost like a room. If you picture it like rooms, it's literally like that. If you want to have a conversation in that room, you go to that room. That room. Or you can have a general conversation that everybody gets to be a part of. So if the city wants to send out a notice, whatever the notice happens to be, we need another member on the iBisbee meeting or the iBisbee committee. You can send that notice out, and that gets notice to all the business community. The business community is visible on this application. Everyone that's on the application is visible, and the city can verify that that's who's there. That's who got the message. Like I said, it's new to me in the sense that I've only been using it now since the meeting that we had. That next day, I went over to Morgan's coffee shop and we sat down, and he taught me how to use it. And over the course of about 2 weeks, our business was very hesitant. Nobody wanted to do it, and I had to get 3 people and then another 3 people, and now I have 57. And those 57 won't stop talking. I have to turn this thing off. Because I'm the manager and I get to see all the conversations, except for the private ones. They go into their own respective rooms. They actually contact me and say, will you come into this room and arbitrate this conversation that we're having? And I can do that from my bed, which is interesting. Again, it's just a tool. It's just a method of communication that's not being utilized now. What I envision is a quasi-chamber of commerce. When I say chamber of commerce, it's nothing more than a social network.
Merchants group.
Merchants group. Let's call it a merchants group. Because that chamber seems to be a bad word.
Because chamber's sort of, yeah.
We have a little PTSD around that. Let's call it a merchants group.
Merchants group.
Let's say that the merchants group communicates via an application, okay? But in that application is Bisbee After Five, Destination Bisbee. And then we have the merchants, or part of the merchants group called what do we do when we all get together?
Social hour.
Social hour. So last week, a couple weeks ago, we got together over at Bisbee Coffee, and Local First had their raffle for the passport program, right? So we have, and we have new businesses that are opening occasionally. So that would be an arm of our social network of the merchants group. It would not require us to have meetings, per se. It's a very, it's a meritocracy. Whatever seems to be gathering steam within the group, all on this app, this social media app, takes place. You can have small committee meetings. You all can get together. You're not bound by Robert's Rules of Order. These things don't confine us. In fact, they allow us to explore so many different areas without the bureaucracy.
Does it keep like the whole, you can look back at mm-hmm. the meeting like you can yes. on texting?
Yes, unfortunately or fortunately.
Okay. I do it a lot because it's,
For instance, we have in our app the unpaid, there's a paid version and an unpaid version. We have up to 10,000 text messages that will be saved. So that's a lot.
Yeah. How do you, I sometimes feel like I'm a dinosaur in these conversations because of the technology. But I think you're onto something. And the reason I say that is that people, one, don't want to go to meetings. Mm-hmm. Number two, there are issues that come up that they, some are aware of, some are not aware of. This would be a way to communicate. Stephanie, what we were doing, we were looking at how do we give the business community a voice in the city, a voice to work with the city government, a voice to work amongst each others, that we found that the business community has got various small pockets and really is not operating as a cohesive business community. Kathy came from San Diego where she was part of a cohesive business community. And one of the things that we're striving to do is, as we look at tourism as our main industry, is to bring about a cohesive business community that can work, that can respond to local government, and can raise issues when necessary. And the question was, how do we do it? We had our first meeting in November, and we had a meeting with Mayor Smith, being the principal guest. I don't know if you were at that meeting or not.
No.
But the purpose of that meeting was to talk about concerns and ideas of the business community. From there, we then were looking at how do we move next. I thought my great idea was to move in February with a meeting with Jen Lurie to explain the advertising program. Unfortunately, Jen Lurie is no longer with the city, so that went away. So I've been in conversation with Rob, and how do we make this happen? And I know that Rob has been using technology very effectively in his business. And now what you've come to the table is, here's how we can use technology to bring the business community together?
I think this is the most viable option from the meeting that we had with the other merchants, who all indicated that they did not want to have organized meetings.
Right.
PTSD chamber, that kind of thing. This is one option that was not even presented by me. It was presented by Morgan and DeAndre, who are mm-hmm. coders, and they're much further down the road of technology than I've ever thought I'd be. But they showed me this. We worked on it for a week, and I understand it's difficult to get everybody on board. But like I said, I've tried it now within my own business. And even the people that were hesitant within my own business to get on it are now having so much fun that I have to silence it. They're literally having too much fun. They've given themselves their own names. They can put their own picture on there. They can send videos of the work that they've done. For instance, I just had a young man went down in the basement today and cleaned up the Christmas supply room. Right, which looked like a bomb went off. Right? And so I said, go down and clean up the Christmas supply room. So he did. he sent me a video text message saying, I just want to make sure that I'm doing the right thing. Can I put these out here in the hallway? And I video text him back. Yes, you can. And it was funny. But everybody got to be a part of that conversation. And when he was done, he video text the entire room, cleaned, spick and span. And he was very proud of himself. And then everybody got on and said, yay, fantastic job. And I went, it works. Because otherwise, wow. I would have never heard that kid.
Is there any effort to do it under an iBizBee thing or under what the business meeting came to?
So I'll just pull it up.
And what group would that be?
What's the name of that group?
I'll pull it quickly.
The BizBee one.
BizBee Local.
BizBee Local?
Right. So what I did was, you can download the app.
Yeah.
So I've downloaded BizBee Local, and I'm looking at it right now. And, for instance, at the moment, we only have three channels. Okay, a channel is like a room. Right now, I have hashtag BizBee Foodie, and I started that out. And I said, occasionally we have too many applicants and not enough jobs. I spoke with a fellow restaurateur who had too few applicants and needed some help. So and what actually happened was now she has one applicant for one of her jobs, just from asking through Slack. And I can do this on the fly. If I have four applicants for no jobs, and I ask those applicants as they come in, is anyone interested in working at Anna's, for instance? That's the conversation we had. And they said, well, sure. I just want a job. So I send them up to Anna's. Now Anna has an employee. That's what I think a Chamber of Commerce should have been doing, right? That's a Chamber is a business networking group. And it can work in a lot of different ways. I'm sure there's ways that could all help us stumble along a little bit better. But for instance, we have BizBee Foodie, General, and Random. Random's not used very often, but you can see the people that are on it currently. BizBee Soap and Sundry, BizBee Lemo, Deandra, Kelly Galligan, Morgan Oxley, Pantera, Stan Stern. But like I said, I'm happy. There's a lot more on there.
I posted something on the thing, and I heard nothing after that.
I'm with you, Stanley.
I mean, I did my thing. I had a follow-up to our 13th meeting, and
But like I said, I'm happy to, just like Morgan did with me, we just sit down. It takes about 30 minutes, and then after the 30 minutes, it takes you another 30 or 45 minutes to sort of get familiar with it. But it's such an easy app. Mm-hmm. And then once you get into it, you realize how vital it is to that communication line, then it becomes fun. The things that you can do with it. Facebook, another really good example, but Facebook gets so clouded with so much other minutia that the wormhole called Facebook, if you're in business and you're trying to get something done and you have to go to Facebook to find what you're looking for, it could take you forever and then you get lost. This is an app that allows you that same method of communication, i.e. like Messenger, without all that BS. And you can create as many channels as you want. I really envision this as one of the number one methods of communication in the next 10 years.
So question, may I?
Sure, of course, David. We're very informal. Go ahead.
You had mentioned a couple things earlier in his intro that I wanted to address in a minute, but my question is then, so in using Slack, the city could set up a channel.
Mm-hmm.
And to communicate with the business community directly.
Yes, directly.
City of BizBee channel, whatever
City
you
BizBee
want
channel.
To call it. Mm-hmm. Okay, and if the business community wanted to know what was going on, they could go into
that. They could go to that channel.
That's a great idea.
Like I said, I have no idea what the legal part of that
well,
is
we,
when it comes to a city and the communication.
We know a little bit, unfortunately.
Again, it's and if we had to make it more formal, you could take whatever the city has to say and put it on... Say you put it on the website, and then that could be taken and put into Slack. It's all new, and we're entrepreneurs. Our job is to explore new territories and see what we can get out of them.
So hypothetically, remember when they fixed the flagpole on the library and the street was closed for like a couple of hours,
right?
And people were getting deliveries, and so hypothetically, when that got scheduled, Dwayne could have gotten on Slack and said,
"What's going on?"
Okay,
just that quick.
By the way, guys, if you look out the window,
it's a beautiful
piece of postcard.
Oh, that's so cute.
Look at that!
Isn't that gorgeous?
Thank you,
David. Do you have more comments?
Well, I had a couple. things. The first thing was you mentioned the visitor center. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to, if I might catch you up on that real quick.
Please, that would be great.
Okay. Situation with the visitor center is that myself, the city manager, those that we're aware of at this particular point are certainly wanting to proceed and to fill Jen's job. Mm-hmm. Somehow, somebody has started a rumor that we were not going to fill that and that we were going to allocate money into something else. There's absolutely no basis for that. That's never even been dreamed of, let alone discussed. Fred has put together, put through a suggestion that we hire two part-time people.
I think that's a really bad idea.
One with strengths in the visitor center portion, mm-hmm. and meeting people and doing with the writers and all that sort of stuff. The other one more into the technical, the IT type stuff. We're looking at that. That's not top on our list, quite honestly, but mm-hmm. it is being looked at because it was brought up. I have asked for this to be postponed for a month because I want the council to meet for the strategic planning, because I feel it's very important for us to decide where we're going before we get somebody that's going to help get us there.
That's helpful. So that's why the job is not posted. Okay. Kathy?
I guess I just wanted to comment on that two people. This is a professional job. This person's going to want benefits. You know, you don't want two 20-hour-a-week people. Plus,
I
they
think
have
David's indicated yeah. that he's back on.
Plus, they have travel writers they have to meet with. Sometimes it's 7 in the evening, and if you're only working 20 hours a week, it's really hard to balance that.
I think David's indicated that's off the table.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah. The idea of
he
the
said
split,
he was looking at it.
But split, yeah, it's pretty well off the
I
table.
That's pretty stupid.
And then the second thing I wanted to mention is the meeting that you guys had that I was able to attend, and I'm very appreciative of that. Thank you. You generated an email list.
You didn't get that?
And I
sent
did,
it again.
Did we get that?
Yeah, I asked you if you did it.
No.
I was on his case.
Okay. She was.
Well,
so you better get
because
that
we've
list.
Actually had, as a result of that meeting, we talked about an email list that we can blast things out, such as what Kathy was mentioning, the shutting down of the streets. Particularly, APS is going to be shutting down Tombstone Canyon. They're replacing every pole in Tombstone Canyon. And I requested that they wait till after our tourist season. Mm-hmm. But nevertheless, there will be some issues. And so we need a vehicle to blast that out. And your email list, while we discuss Slack and so forth, is something that we can take and we can blast that out and say, we're also putting it on our website. APS has given me a itinerary. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do everything they can to hold off as long as they can. But some of these poles are dangerous. They're coming down. They had to replace one on Maxfield last weekend. Mm-hmm. So right by your store, mm-hmm. If you take those stairs directly up, that's where the pole was, where the car came over. Having nothing to do with the poll, but that's a different issue.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we can get that list.
So, Mr. Chairman, one of the challenges we'll face is the foundation of how this Slack list is maintained. Okay. Obviously, you don't want it to be maintained by one person. So, I don't want to go into the chamber route, but perhaps the city. There's got to be something that can maintain this Slack. For instance, I mean, if I had it, like right now I have Bisbee Local connected to myself. If I left town, then that method of communication would be would
can't
evaporate.
You have a number of people like on Facebook?
I don't know.
So you're talking sort of like the site administrators.
Yes. So you'd have to have site administrators, and it would have to be founded in something that's not just going to evaporate. So in other words, the technology, like sending you an email list, it sounds simple, except I'm not that technologically advanced. I do know people who are. So I can get those people into my office, and they can help me walk the next step. Morgan has been really great. So I can sit down with him and ask him, in larger institutions, and there are large companies that have Slack and use it, how do they maintain the infrastructure so that one person can't sabotage it, or not sabotage it, but maybe just leave
it. Hijack it, we call it.
Hijack it, you know. We don't want anybody to hijack it.
Do you have an IT department in the city?
Don't go there.
Do you have an IT representative?
No.
We have
outsourced.
We have IT people that maintain our IT services. We don't have somebody that takes care of the software side of it that you're talking about.
Exactly.
You're saying we really have never had that.
Okay.
I'm looking. I hear what Rob's saying. Let's first discuss Slack and then come back to the question: how do we get it up and maintain it? Carrie, what do you think?
I have to learn more about this, but iBisbee has kind of lost its way. Maybe iBisbee could be the site administrators and come back into some purpose.
Okay. I like that idea.
I like that idea, too.
I like that idea. Yeah.
Especially if we go to quarterly, we can all work on this.
Mm-hmm. And the city's still trying to get C-Click Fix to work.
Yeah.
So I don't know that they're going to want one more app to deal with.
It's the Robert's Rules of Order and how we are able to communicate without the
Arizona open meeting statute.
Yeah. It's the open meeting that always seems to takes the creativity right out of what we want to do.
We could do this. I've got several questions on Slack, but let me see. Denise, do you have some questions?
I just am trying to figure out how people are going to actually get on it and use it. Like you, I'm the perfect example. I signed on. Mm-hmm. You know, got in there thinking this will be cool and everybody's going to come on board. And then that was it.
It would be
wonderful if we could get all the businesses involved. And I love the fact that the city could, like, blast things out. I think that's wonderful. And the companies or the businesses would blast things out, like what's going on at their store or, you know, just arrived today or, you know. I just feel like I still don't know where to go to find information what's going on in our city. Mm-hmm. And if we could utilize this tool, that would be nice. Do you see me in there?
Mm-hmm. I just sent you a hello.
My question is, how do we get the business community involved in using this?
Yes.
That's going to be the legwork.
The arts and culture district.
If I could just get everybody's initial attaboy, go out there, do your best, we're behind you, and support that up until the point you think there is something that needs to be discussed. Just give me the go ahead to go out there and start beating on doors, and I will walk into each business and show you everybody how to do it. And then once they understand how to do it, we'll have a mixer. We need to have a mixer because we no longer have Local First. I'd like to have a mixer just to say welcome to. Are there any new businesses?
Welcome to Slack.
Welcome to Slack.
Yeah, we'll have a big screen television. Mm-hmm. Morgan can help us get it set up, and we can all sit around and drink wine and work on Slack.
Slackers. I think it would be an interesting project for iBisbee to take under.
Okay.
And the reason I'm doing that, I picked up on Carrie's point, and I think she's right. iBisbee is, and we're going to be talking about this in the next segment, we have to look at our mission and figure out how we're going to work. And one of the things that we decided in our discussions was we had to get our business community together and working together. That became an issue. This, to me, is something that should be tried. If we fail, we fail. But it sounds like to me you've got a system here that if it was working correctly, it would give merchants and people, and I've got to include the businesses in San Jose too, because that's important. Right. And if we do it as an iBisbee thing, we have to include all our businesses. They may not opt to be involved, they may opt to be involved, which makes it more difficult for you as you're going out proselytizing for Slack. But I, as I look forward to this, I think it gives us a chance to use technology to our benefit in this city. And we don't have that today. We don't have a way for, I'm going to use you as an example, Kathy. Kathy, if Kathy gets new merchandise in, she has no way to really go out to our community and say, Finder Keeper has just received X.
Well, Facebook.
You use Facebook now for something like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Because it you don't want to let necessarily, Rob doesn't care that I got it in, but
I do.
All these sweet little ladies who like those particular brooches right. would really like to know. So, and there's lots of, but it sounds like Slack's kind of like Facebook.
Except for you don't have to sift through all the other people's stuff.
Right, right.
Really,
but in order to go to say what's happening in Finders Keepers, you would have to go to, say we created a channel called Bisbee Antiques or Bisbee Retail, right? And then you'd have Bisbee Foodie, and then you'd have Bisbee, you know, channels that are relevant to
Lodging,
whatever you're selling. Yeah. Bisbee Lodging, right? And so if you popped into Bisbee Lodging, it could be some advertising.
That would be really good for them.
But what, say, for instance, you had a question like, I get this question all the time, what is a Bisbee hotel tax, right?
Oh.
So somebody chimes in and says, let's say they say it's 4.2, right? And then you have somebody else say, no, it's 13.5. No. But it opens the discussion, right? And then you have someone from the city come in and say, this is what it is. But it's communication. Facebook can get lost in there.
And what we would be doing is setting up a communication system for the merchants of the community.
Yes.
I mean, that's really what we're doing. We're setting up a business communication system
to
operate within Bisbee, Arizona.
But it's only as good as the people that participate.
Right.
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 And setting up the right channels.
Setting up the right channels.
Like the lodgings, during tourist season, if El Dorado could post, I just had a cancellation,
right.
I've got this room available.
Exactly.
That would be awesome.
Exactly. Again, it's like a chamber.
Yeah.
And that's how we sell it, too.
That's
when we work with the business community, that's a perfect example, Kathy. I mean, and the lodging people should love this type of thing.
But she's not there 24 hours a day. A lot of times, you know, it happens at 4.
I want to go back to this sort of system administrators. Mm-hmm. And iBisbee as a city committee and iBisbee as individual members. What is entailed in managing this system? Is it simply... I don't understand what's entailed on managing it.
Well, the way I manage the 57 kids that are on our channel at the moment... you do have the option of turning it on and off as far as the bells and whistles and everything.
Yeah.
I will spend, I'll spend maybe an hour a day administering or answering questions and then watching what goes on. I do have four or five managers that are site administrators, and everybody sort of polices each other. So they're policing what's happening. I'm policing what's happening.
I don't understand how policing works on this.
Well, I shouldn't say policing's not
so
the right word.
What do you call a PTSD?
Well, for instance, this one kid got on there the other day and posted pictures of him in his pajamas, and they started this back and forth about how he was in his pajamas and had a great night last night, and I'm a little hungover this morning. And one of the managers got on and said, "Go to Facebook." And you can silence him. Mm-hmm. The administrator can silence him if he decides he doesn't want to do that. But we're in a business.
Like a watchdog.
Like a watchdog. It's
a business. Because I'm wondering why we as, you know, a committee can't do that, since we're not dealing with a quorum, you know, mm-hmm. issue. We're not dealing with taking action.
You should be able to.
We're just, you know, there to keep something open.
Yeah, everything takes some regulation, some guidelines, right? And some people always have an opportunity to get in there and you know, we don't know because we haven't been there yet, but I'm sure something could happen that would hijack the channel. But it can't, really, you can delete people, you have to be invited into
really
the group.
I really like deleting
right?
people.
So if you're uninvited, like this kid's going to be uninvited if he tells us what he did last night again. You can invite somebody, and then you can re-invite them after they decide. Maybe there's a form, an online agreement, you know, that you're going to be, like site administrators in Facebook, you know. If you have a site administrator in Facebook and somebody gets in there and decides they're going to advertise what's happening in Nebraska, you know, you can say, I'm sorry, this is not the right channel for that. And you can take them out.
I like these terms, delete them, take them out.
You can delete them. Again, the focus of the site is for communication,
yeah.
And communication is for that particular group, and that's the conversation that should be taken.
So it sounds like we need a couple research things going on. First of all, I just started it today, but I haven't gotten anywhere, because I had all this other stuff I had to get done before I left. But all of us have to sort of get on there and figure out what we're doing, mm-hmm. with either you or Morgan's help. Mm-hmm. Another one is finding out about the site administration, mm-hmm. and what that entails, and if we cannot do that. Mm-hmm. I don't see why we cannot, but I think it would be pretty good, because we can just go into different areas of our expertise. I can guarantee you there's only going to be one person on museums. but we can all look at that and work on that. So it sounds like there's some homework here.
It sounds like we have a lot of work, and you've opted to go out and consult with the business community. I think it would be good for us to meet with Morgan. Because when he gets to me, he's going to find out a half an hour is not enough time to teach him how to do it. But the long and the short of it is, I think you're on to something. And the reason I think you're on to something is for things that Kathy has said too. What people are interested in is a way to know that El Dorado just had a cancellation. Boom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or we have a new entree at the table and things like that. Mm-hmm. Or the city is interested to tell people that the APS is going to be putting up new poles on Tombstone and this is the schedule for that event.
Right.
I think we have a neat system to communicate using technology today to communicate with our business community. I congratulate you in coming up with this idea. I really do. Because it will work. And the more people learn about it, the more they'll want to be on it in terms of the businesses. And it gives us a chance to really build without setting up a chamber and going through a bunch of nonsense or hitting people up for dues. It gives us a chance to build a communication system within our business community, which is absolutely important. I have been appalled as I look at the business community that the business community doesn't support each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think of the events that people have and we're not all involved helping that event come along. I think of your great Gay Pride event as an example, which is a community-wide event. But we need to have everybody aware and working with us on things like that. So, Stephanie, what do you think?
Well,
you have to understand, my style is to call on people.
Oh, that's good. I'm happy to just give my 2 cents worth,
okay.
You know, being the newest member.
Okay.
I would love to see the demographics on who is using the apps. Because having worked for Rob for many years, we were the visitor center. Mm-hmm. How many people came up and said, where can I go for a hike?
Oh, we serve that function too.
Yes, you do, don't you? Where it's just an informal thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's more the older, middle-aged people that are doing that. And so this is a demographic that I think hits one piece, but then you got to have the visitor center. You guys are the visitor center to hit the older group who actually has more disposable income. Mm-hmm. That's just my thought on it.
Okay.
But I can't tell you how many times I've giving people maps for hikes and whatnot, sure, so is everyone else.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, that's one of the reasons we brought the little office downtown, is there was such a disconnect with the highway. Mm-hmm. And I think it's working.
You have to have both.
And one channel on this could be visitor center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all the communications that the visitor center wanted to make, or all the communications mm-hmm. you wanted to make with the visitor
could
center.
Could it really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
You could literally get on there and go right to the visitor center and say, let's say that Jen was still there. Say, hey, Jen, what are your hours?
But see, you've got Brenda and Ramon.
Say you went to visitor center and Brenda and Ramon. Say, what are the hours? How late are you open? They could respond immediately because they've got their laptop sitting there. And you could have an answer like that for a customer that's sitting at your kiosk, not buying
real
estate.
Which is all day long, yeah, I know. It's like, and the demographic is retirees that I get all day long.
Right.
Who want information, but they are very savvy on social media and stuff. But
yeah, well, I don't know about that, but...
Or if you taught them. Okay. I mean, if you say, I'll show you.
Let me draw this to a conclusion. It's not an action item, but this committee doesn't need to take formal action. Rob, you volunteered to go out and stir the pot.
Yes.
And see if we can make this work. Is anybody not in favor of having Rob move out and see what we can get, what our activity is? Number two, we need to meet with Morgan as a committee because we need to understand what the administrative job is. And is this something... I'd like to do this under the auspices of iBisbee.
Okay.
And the reason I'd like to do it under the auspices of iBisbee, I think we can play a role that's not the Chamber of Commerce, but can work with our business community. And this is the type of thing, if we could get this organized, you start really pulling together the business community using technology. So does anybody have any objection to having Rob become our proselytizer for a while and see if we can get this moving?
No objection.
Heck no.
No objections.
Thank you.
You've just been anointed.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. If we meet with Morgan, would it be possible for everybody to download the app on their phone and maybe sit here?
I would suggest we all bring our phones.
Yeah, you know, yeah, because it's easier to see it and figure it out than it is to... hypothetically.
I mean, we'll have to have a special meeting. We will. We understand the open meeting laws. So we'll have a special meeting and have Morgan come and really discuss this with us.
Can you as a person, like if I only wanted to hear information about Finders Keepers and what's going on at the table, can I block out all the others and just get notifications from them so I can pick and choose?
You can silence every channel that you don't want to hear from.
Okay.
But that channel will still be bolded if there's information happening in it.
Okay, so I can look at it if I choose to.
Right. And then you can choose.
Very good.
You have to send me a Slack message. You read my name as one of the people on
Slack.
I did read.
You and I were at the same time. Right. I think we talked to each other for half a second.
I will begin this by being this little bug on your phone that won't let you go, and then you'll have to find your way through there to respond to me.
Because, well, I really don't text, but I guess I'll have to. Okay. That's a way to start. Kathy, what do you think?
I think it's great. I'm trying to think of how we could use it for the animal shelter.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, of course.
Even better.
Cute puppy.
Because we text
one of your
hearts
rooms.
Out.
One of your channels.
Mm-hmm. You can have your own Slack.
Pet channel.
And then everybody within the...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because we text constantly, so...
Okay. So, good. We're ready to move.
Thank you.
I want to move to the next item. For some reason, something is missing from my itinerary, which was a discussion of iBisbee.
It is. It's the next item after number three.
It's after number three.
Yeah, it's on number three.
Okay, I'm going to shift the itinerary
to
make that the last item. What I'd like to do is discuss with us our committee, iBisbee, and where we're going to go. We've been at this, Stephanie, for 4.5 years.
Okay.
We have had successes, we have had failures, we've had false starts. our big successes ironically came early on in our history.
Rebranding.
When we did branding, and what we did, we worked Carrie and Kathy worked together on branding.
And Peter.
Peter was there. And we really put a change to the branding in the city from what I called circa 1987 branding to, at that point, 2015 branding. Mm-hmm. And that, I think, was a good move. We also brought in the Urban Land Institute. If some of you have looked recently at your email, you see that I've sent you the Urban Land Institute report that was generated in 2015. Generated in 2015.
Great minds.
And we had the Urban Land Institute come to Bisbee. It was paid for by the Union Pacific Railroad Foundation, and do a day-long session with us concerning what are we going to do with Bisbee to bring in economic development, to create business opportunities, to how do we utilize our city. And we started by taking them on a tour of the city. We had a panel of excellent people on your report. You'll see the biographical sketches of the people. They were top-notch people in real estate and land development. The Urban Land Institute is an international organization composed of leading real estate people and developers in the world. We met them through some contacts that I had. David and I had lunch with some people. And then we went to a meeting that they had in Tucson and made contact, and then developed the contact where Bisbee, albeit not on the Union Pacific Railroad at all, but was able to get the Urban Land Institute to come down and spend the day with us, and paid for by the Union Pacific Railroad. And that was a well-attended meeting, and we must have had 60, 70 people come to it. It went on from breakfast through lunch, and we had a dinner before. It led us to begin to look at the low-income home housing for senior citizens. It opened doors for that. We subsequently went back to them and suggested that we'd like to continue working with the Urban Land Institute. And they were somewhat in favor of that, but they felt that they had done their real work when they issued their report. So on your computers, you'll find the report that was put together by the Urban Land Institute. David, if you have a retreat with your council members, we think that maybe the Urban Land Institute report would be of interest to them. Looking forward to.
I can certainly try.
And Nina, mm-hmm. I brought a copy of the report, so you can make copies of it for the council.
It's on our website.
Yeah, it's on the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's under our plans and studies.
I think what I really liked about the report is that it wasn't a canned soup thing. Mm-hmm. They came down and looked at us, and it was a report about Bisbee. It wasn't a report about Chandler, trying to overlay Chandler onto Bisbee. And that impressed me a lot with it. I think the weakest part of that was the tourism. But we had already started a bunch of initiatives that I guess they hadn't heard about. But it was really nice that it was really looking at Bisbee and not trying to bring in someone else's structure or concepts.
It also gets a lot of stuff out of the way and off mm-hmm. the table. Like for your suggestion with the council, it kind of gives a really professional purview of what is possible here and what's probably not worth looking at. You know, like large manufacturing is probably not a good idea.
Or 60 acres of land yeah. by the airport.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I commend it to you, Stephanie. I think you'll find it interesting to you too, Denise. Have you read it, Rob?
Not yet, no.
I think you'll find it to be very interesting in a way to proceed.
Do you like to read off the computer, or do you like to read regular?
Off the computer is easiest. I definitely feel it.
Does anybody like to read regular? Because I have a copy of the report.
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah.
I got it.
It's good.
I saw it just as I was walking out.
Because if you wanted the hard copy, I can lend you mine.
I've got a hard copy right here for you. I printed one out.
Thank you.
I've heard a lot about it.
I just think that's, I was going to suggest what we talked about, what we're going to do in the upcoming year, that we revisit
here,
this.
I'll take
I think
thank
there's
you.
Stuff in there that that's still doable.
Why don't we stay on that
here, for a second? Here, let me put my name on it.
Kathy suggests that for our next meeting that we take it upon it ourselves to have an assignment of reviewing that report and then discussing it. It will have more meaning to us now, frankly, mm-hmm. That we've been working with it and now use it as a tool to work with them. And I'm going to contact the Urban Land Institute to see if they would like to work with us additionally. I mean, it is really the top of the business, the real estate development profession. And there is a statewide chapter of it. As we look at our committee for the coming year, let's talk about this, because I have come to the conclusion that we're a one-industry town at the present time. Sometime when probably we're all gone, we'll be a two-industry town when the copper mine is reopened. But that's in the distant future. So we look at ourselves as a one-industry town, and that industry is tourism. I think to try to make it anything else is, I mean, luck would have to come to us. We've had people come to town. We've met with people, people who had deep pockets. I didn't want to deal with the flim-flam. I mean, we deal with real stuff. We had people look at putting a hotel in Bisbee. Did an actual survey. People who had chains of hotels. And their feeling was that Bisbee could only support 45 rooms in a new hotel. Their smallest hotel was 75 rooms. So that took them out of the picture. We've had people come and look at people who are developers of home sites and did not see a market that would be profitable to them in the short run that they had in their time schedules. So we come back to the point that tourism is really the industry of this town at the present time. And all of us around the table are involved in tourism in one way or another. So then the question comes, how do we as a committee work to enhance tourism? Or what do we do knowing that that is our industry in town? And knowing that we're the economic development thing, how do we develop further our tourism business? Now, certainly the work done and our luck in many cases. I think Farmer's Guide was, thank God Jennifer just happened to talk to the right guy. I mean, when I look at how we are getting there, how do we promote and build more tourism in our town? And all of you are involved in it. What are your suggestions?
I miss Jen.
What?
I miss Jen.
We miss Jen.
Yeah, she
I'm
did
going
a
to approach Jen to see if she'd like to be on our committee.
She did a phenomenal
job. I think I think she would be very good
on
our
committee.
She would be. I mean, it's hard to. She's a pro.
And
she's good at it.
Well, but Jen. The facts of the matter are Jen is no longer doing that.
But Jen also learned on the job.
She's
brilliant, but she learned on the job.
But she also is a graphic artist and came with skill sets that were really valuable to the city. You know, she would do up an ad, and you know, we would have had to pay Bridget to do.
Well, she was,
just because she needed
it. She was part of the branding campaign. She helped develop it. You worked with her on branding. So the question that I've got is, how as a committee, how do we best function to really support our community and make it work? Robbie brought an interesting suggestion to the table in the first part of this meeting, which we've adopted. But how do we work together, and where can we be helpful in building up our tourism?
Is there a part of the community that feels that tourism is not necessary and would like to see tourism go away? That's, for me, that sort of is the fly in the ointment, because if there is a part of the community that is trying to stop tourism, then we have to have some set of negotiating skills to deal with those people so that we can help bring them on board. Otherwise, we have, when we come with an idea, we're met with
Ward 1 or
Ward 3, and they're saying, wait, we don't need that, right? If people understand that tourism is the driving force, then there needs to be conversations that show us the benefits of
that. I think that one, the underlying fact will be education. Mm-hmm. And I guess when you get old enough, you realize that you can try so hard to give information to people. If they don't want to hear it, they won't. Mm-hmm. But then I would just put those people aside and keep going. And I think there's not a lot of education out there. I think tourism is kind of anecdotal in terms of the general Bisbee population. And I know Jim was starting to collect data. And I think maybe we need to look at, campaign is the wrong word, but getting more information out that's just solid information. Because I hear a bunch of times, well, you know, San Jose contributes the most money because of Safeway. Well, who shops at Safeway?
The whole town.
And, you know, so it's not just, you know, there's a couple of issues in there that we can work on for education and things like that. And I think there's generally, at least up in the historic district, fairly positive. But I do think that as a community, we need to get the other districts on board to support the efforts, and also to support the efforts that are happening in the other communities in terms of tourism.
Kathy?
I think one of the, and I'm not trying to be negative, Stan,
okay,
but
sure.
I think one of the problems is the city doesn't really seem to value tourism that much. I mean, if you go to a council meeting or whatever, it's not even, and they never have. I'm not saying it's this administration. I've been here 14 years, and God, when Ertley was mayor, he would have loved to shove it in a hole and cover it up. But I think the city needs to be brought across.
Maybe one of the things, and picking up on Carrie's education, maybe one of the venues that has to be educated is the city council.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the facts that we have an economic development committee, maybe we have to go in front of the city council and explain that our major industry in this town is tourism.
I think you can do something like Jim put together a presentation that had a whole bunch of, this is what I'm doing and this is how we're getting the word out there. But what was missing from that, I think, in terms of trying to educate a broader group is why.
Mm-hmm.
And why we're doing this, this is what we're doing, and this is how effective it is. And I think a lot of the effectiveness is sustaining us.
Mm-hmm.
We're losing population, but we're sustaining ourselves. And I think if we could, you know, use kind of that as a core piece, because there's so much information in there, but put in the pieces that are totally missing, because she was talking to an audience that understood it,
mm-hmm.
or she thought that understood it,
mm-hmm.
and put in the whys and the outcomes. And just general terms, and why it's important to this city, rather than just having a whole bunch of data and a PowerPoint.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we get that out to the population? Stephanie?
I was working for Bisbee Bogue for many years, and I did trend analysis. And what I discovered, I believe, of target marketing, that the growth was in San Diego, El Paso, and the quarter of Colorado, and those people were bringing an average of 2.8 people with them, and they were coming not only for the Bisbee 1000, but they were coming back and telling more people about them. So there was a lot, and so to me it would be, there's your target market right there, that because these people are already coming and telling more people about them. So I think that gives you a lot of bang for your buck if you're going to do some advertising.
I think what I was talking about is targeting our community to educate them.
Just within our community. I mean, I live in San Jose. Many people in San Jose don't even go downtown, and don't really have a real understanding of how the community works. I mean, I was at a brunch not long ago, and people were suggesting we have spin off San Jose. Who needs the other part? You know, I'm sitting there going, "Oh my God, it's rebellion." But looking at how do we? It seems to me there are several targets. Our community is one, and our community knowing that tourism, that we are a tourism community, that is our industry. And we have a lot to bring people to come here to do.
But we have a lot of people that need to learn about that.
That's right.
And I'm thinking what you're talking about in terms of targeting San Diego and all this, that's really the job of whoever the tourism director is. But I think our job for iBizBee is laying the foundations to have positive outcomes in terms of decisions being made regarding tourism.
Yeah.
And to me, that backtracks to the community.
Sure.
And it's kind of, you know, like Slack. We need to teach ourselves this. I think we need to teach ourselves as a whole community, not just Old Bisbee, but as a whole community, the importance of tourism and the role it plays. And also to listen to people that have complaints about tourism to see if there's something we can mitigate. If there's something in there that is a serious issue that can be mitigated. I remember with the trails in Zacatecas Canyon.
Right,
well,
exactly.
The mitigation of that was, let's not put a trail up Zacatecas Canyon. Let's listen to these guys and not do that. I mean, we never even talked about doing that anyway, but that would be kind of an example. And I think as a, you know, volunteer city committee, there's a million things that we could do, and we've tried to bite off a lot and haven't gone far, but I kind of agree with Fred that it would be great if we can have more diversity in our different economic kind of inputs to the city, but tourism is something I think we need to protect and strengthen and make more widespread.
Well, you mentioned something in your email. What talents do we all bring to the table? We're a small town. What talents do we bring to the table that are not tourism-based? Really?
And my real estate business is really busy with tourists. They start as tourists.
Mm-hmm.
They come back every year. They like it. They keep coming back, keep coming back. I'm retiring next year. I want to buy.
Yep. And that's why tourism is important, too.
And most of my clients that are coming into Bisbee are retirement age, and they've been coming here vacationing, and they love it. So they want to come back and live.
Well, the guys at Bisbee Books and Music,
yes.
Those guys visited here a couple of times, loved
great.
It. They bought a business. They bought a home.
This is Ken
and Craig.
And people need to see this.
This is the kind of information I think we should get out to our community,
mm-hmm.
to people that are not fully understanding the impact of tourism.
It's not just tourism.
No.
Right.
Saying,
yeah. right?
It's
right.
not just buying something on a
it's
store.
It's almost a Chamber of Commerce type thing.
Or the Gulch. It's much more.
I hate to say it. That's more emerging.
Well, but that's what chambers used to do. They used to reach out to people to move into their community, and we do it more by our events, like Pride Weekend. We would almost always end up with five couples moving to Bisbee after Pride.
I think that's why the chamber had such a hard time pigeonholing any one part of Bisbee, because there are some aspects of what we do that are so organic to our daily lives that attracting people to our community is just... It just happens. It just is.
But I think like your discussion on lodging, beginning as tourists, and then falling in love with the community and coming to settle, that's the kind of information I think we should get out. And that's that organic growth. And that's not putting into everything into neat little boxes saying, you know, pick a number. Or here's your box.
But it is a result of full stores.
Almost
100% occupancy on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
A livable community. Right, those are the things that's what's driving somebody from Chicago to come here in this little old town of Bisbee.
But also, what I see up in the historic district where I live too is there's a lot of investment in the homes.
Yes.
So again, it's a multiplier.
Right.
That's beyond just somebody's vision that tourists just come and we'll have lunch at Cafe Cornucopia and buy, some soaps from Soap and Sundry or something like that.
Right.
It's more than that, and I think our community needs to start learning that.
So maybe we just need to be able to articulate that.
Yeah.
Maybe, Mr. Chairman, the job of iBizBee is to help articulate the economic engine of our
community. I think that's right, and I think we have to articulate it in various forms. And maybe the way we do it, I'm looking for vehicles. One vehicle could be that we put out in the local paper a article every once in a while about BizBee and about our industry and the attraction of people to our community to live, things of that order. We don't have a whole lot of ways to get the word out, but I think we have to do it. I think we have to have people beginning to understand that our community, it's a benefit of our community for people to come to our community and buy homes and move into our community. It's a real positive. And it gets things done.
But I think there's a why to that, too, that is a sellable concept, which is we're losing population, and the more people we lose, the higher our percentage individually we pay out. So if we can go back to rebuild that population, that's the whys that go in there I'm talking about. The, you know, a lot of people say there was, I've heard a bunch of it, and it's, I find it really amusing about outsiders by people who've been here 8 years. You know, but someone who's been here a year is an outsider, and I just find this really humorous. But I think what we need to do is jump beyond or educate that perception to the fact that outsiders become insiders. And if we all work together, then we, you know, we are going to have to be paying less for different services, or we can
do different services.
Sorry, I just shut her up. I just took her out. but I really do think this is a really good avenue to go, and I think Slack is one of the vehicles we can help within that business part of that.
Yeah.
But I think we have a broader one, and if we start working on kind of a iBizBee ULI report.
Yeah,
right.
On tourism,
I think this is going to be really stimulating.
And then start bringing that out. Bring it to council. Bring
there
it to
go,
groups. And that would be kind of a vehicle. But just remember that it's going to be messy because there's all different, you know, tentacles that go out and they all kind of intermingle. But just sort of identifying these kind of trends and putting some back behind it.
Well, and one of the things that's happening too is the people we're attracting now are retirees. And we've
all, a lot of younger people coming here.
But people with children don't come here because the schools are still pretty bad.
Very true.
That's another issue that comes up. It's like right now we're appealing to retirees or young people who don't want children.
I'm getting a lot of people coming in, locals coming in asking for this or that or wanting some information. They're younger too. I'm getting surprised at the number of, it's enough to where I'm taking notice.
But what concerns me is the minute they look at the statistics and see that our schools are rated C, they don't want to move here.
One of the things that maybe that we do, we lobby a little bit, but obviously the schools are a detriment. When I look at the 500 to 600 people stationed at the Border Patrol office here in town, and knowing most of them live in Sierra Vista, and if you really start asking why, you get both shopping and schools. It's S&S. I mean, boom. And maybe one of the things that we do as a committee, as we're looking at communicating out to the public, we also lobby a little bit. And I don't think there's a problem in us lobbying a little bit, because not having a 5-day school week.
That's just in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's in there bold and clear. That one floored them. It really did.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a need to think about how we communicate in the community, how we communicate to the city council. Do we have one-on-one meetings with city council people? Do we talk about our community, and do we talk about economic development as the principal industry? Do we educate that way? Do we educate by going in front of the city council?
I think we have to get sort of...
We have to
before
get
you go out to perform something, you need to get your act together.
We got to get our act together, like, of course.
I mean, this ULI report to me was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And it really... And then we sort of went off in directions that didn't work. But I do think we can produce something like this.
So does another question is, does the city support the...
That's what we're going to find out.
If we are primarily driven by what we believe to be tourism? Or do they, again, just marginalize us?
Well, I think that right now, because some other efforts have been put on hold, mm-hmm. that we are all busy people too. And we can't do everything for everybody. And maybe just take this next year to try and look as tourism and see where we go with that. And if that's working well, let's tackle something else,
yeah,
like bringing in small artisan businesses or something like that. But I don't think as a group we can do everything. And I think between the Slack, which is cohesiveness in the business community, and maybe another kind of, what did you call it? The agenda for the coming year is trying to put together a basically tourism report on why it's important for Bisbee. I think those are two big projects right there.
I think if we can, a year from now, if we sit down at this table and we say we were successful in those two things, I think that would be very good. I think it would be excellent. So I think our next thing is, again, to refresh our memories with the ULI report. That's number one. And then think about it, because we're all talented people on this committee. I look at this committee, Stephanie, as probably the most talented committee in the city. I mean, we have people on here who are really thoughtful, who really are successful in their businesses, and we work well together as a committee. I mean, we don't fight, we don't fuss, we don't do anything, we just work together. And I think if we give some thought for our next meeting, using the ULI report as a platform, and then think about how do we create a message that we want to really communicate to our community, communicate to our political leadership, communicate to our business leadership, all in all, how do we work together to do that? I think that would be a very good agenda items for our next meeting. In the interim, I think we need to have a special meeting. And we need to get educated on Slack. And I will warn you that I will be terrible.
Not when I'm
with you. It's just the way it is.
No.
Move forward with that project. See what your proselytizing brings.
Yeah.
And then maybe adapt it as a problem, as a project. It will give us, the city will have a vehicle then to communicate with the business community. So that's positive in terms of our function as working as a city committee. And we move forward on that. So do we have agreement that we'll do that and move forward?
And I will tell you, he will be terrible. When you get a call asking how to put an attachment on an email,
that's okay. Right. Well, you got to learn sometimes.
Well, the worst thing, Rob, is some people still have flip phones, some of the merchants.
That's scary.
So, and I can tell you a few of them.
Well, the nice thing about Slack is that it works on laptops and desktops.
Yeah.
Thank God for that.
It works everywhere. The phone is just the quickest method.
Does it, like Facebook, it notifies you? Mm-hmm. When something's going on?
You can choose the ringtone, everything.
Like that thing that she
has. I want that.
Best friend call.
I now want to go back to the second item on our agenda. We've been meeting monthly for 4 years. And the question that has been raised is, are we better off meeting quarterly and having special meetings when we need them? Or do we meet monthly? we have really gone for a quarter. This is our meeting, and our last meeting was just before the November 13th, or just after. Mm-hmm. So the question on the table is, do we meet quarterly or do we meet monthly? Well, and I'd be open for thoughts.
Would it be possible for us to kind of look at this document and then regroup next month and maybe come up with some bullet points? And it'd give us a better feel for how can we do, like...
But when I talk about using the ULI report as a kind of a format, mm-hmm. it's not that they made a lot of suggestions. It's that they really looked at BSBY in the context of BSBY to make their suggestions. And that's what impressed me most about this report. And if we do an iBSBY ULI type report, that's what I mean by it, is looking at the context of one of the things they're discussing. I thought it was really smart. I was impressed because I was kind of expecting a fill-in-the-blank kind of thing. And I've seen a lot of these reports where they make a report for some community, and then you just go and change the name of the community for the next one. And this wasn't like that at all. In fact, I've seen grant applications where they forget a few of the names.
It was very, very professional. Let's talk about this. Your suggestion, Kathy, is that we have our next meeting in February, and working with the ULI report, and then decide whether we go to quarterly meetings or we go to monthly meetings.
It may look
and
like...
And Slack may get involved, too. Yeah. I mean, Rob may say we have to meet monthly for something as you're out proselytizing.
Or we might end up creating some subcommittees to work on different things.
We got to be careful on the subcommittee when we get into the damn open meeting law.
Well, we did it for the branding.
We did it beautifully for the branding. And
you,
it worked.
You did that without... It was a unofficial thing. You cannot commit a group this size.
Oh, no, I wasn't saying everybody.
Yeah, I'm just saying you just...
We got to be careful.
It.
Yeah.
If you have, even if there was four of you,
no,
there's
there
only,
were three.
Three.
Okay, you're not allowed to talk to each other.
But
when you have a subcommittee, is itself governed by the open meeting law. The Board of Supervisors has three supervisors. They are not allowed to talk to each other about business between meetings.
Because two of them...
The only time that they can talk about business is when they're at the dais. Because...
How did we get around that? Because
well,
we did check
I, yeah,
on
I don't
it
think
at
you,
the time.
We did check
yeah.
on it, and we were told we could do it at the time.
Because Peter Goldlust wasn't a member of the committee. There was just you and I.
He was a member of the committee.
No, he was participating in the...
He was
some
P.
Of the design thing.
No,
PB&J.
I don't know.
No.
He was on our committee.
He was on our committee, yeah.
So then we
And we did check it out.
Because
I don't
we weren't
remember.
A quorum. No, we weren't a quorum.
We weren't a quorum.
You're talking, unfortunately, you're talking about a quorum of the entire committee, and you're absolutely right. But the rulings now with the Attorney General's office is, they keep handing down new rulings. The ruling is that if a subcommittee is created for a task, that subcommittee is governed by the open meeting law.
Even if you're just going to come back with ideas to the
allegedly,
greater group?
Allegedly, yes. It's not my idea.
Okay.
Because
okay.
that was a really productive experience.
Yeah, we got to live, we'll live with it. We'll figure
no,
out
I know. I just wonder how we... Because I remember we checked it out.
We did. We checked it out with John McKinnon.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
things have
how,
changed.
Of how we were going to do that.
We have new rulings all the time for the AG's office. I know.
Along that same vein, if we were to get onto a Slack channel and three of us were to have a conversation on Slack channel, that would be considered a violation.
Yeah, about a specific thing it would be, yes.
Wow.
Just
so
like
you probably don't want to
just them. Like council is not supposed to be on Facebook discussing things. And sometimes a member of council will say, well, what do you think about this? Well, that's inviting an open meeting law.
So if Councilman Hansen got on your Facebook page and started communicating with you about what she wanted to do with the sidewalk?
She could do that, but if someone else were to, if Higgins were to say, yeah, I like that idea.
That's good to know. Okay.
So two people can talk about?
Well, it depends. With your group of six right now, three of you can talk.
Oh, I see. Well, that's what we did.
That's what we just said.
Yeah.
No. You can talk about the general, what you're doing, but you can't break into a subcommittee with a specific task.
So all
we do is not call a subcommittee.
Right. Yeah,
that's
right.
Fine. Then it's not a subcommittee. It's six people.
Rob, right. You want to talk?
Do you see the distinction? That's all. There's a distinction.
No, that's a very good one. We don't have subcommittees.
No subcommittees.
We won't have subcommittees.
Government, you know.
But just remember, three of you can talk, but if you three talk, you can't talk to the other three about what you just said.
And this could be like on Slack?
Yeah.
Like, so only three can talk about something at a time?
About a specific topic.
About
it.
Okay.
We just have to be very careful. We don't...
We've lived with the open meeting law for the last 4.5 years, and I don't think we've violated it. We've been very careful. We have had conversations, but we don't violate it.
That's the nice thing about Slack is you can just look.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
Okay.
No talk.
Not talking. Yeah.
You can post something and no one says a word.
I
guess
we can't have a room, I guess, is what we just got told.
Right.
But no, we work together. So
I think we're driving Nina nuts.
I think.
Nope.
I mean, and Nina's been with us for a long time now, so she knows how we operate. Even to using the word at ease at one point, right, Nina?
Yes.
But. We will have our February meeting then. I like your idea, Kathy. We'll then talk and then see if we want to meet quarterly or we want to meet monthly.
What are we, the third Wednesday?
I think today is the third Wednesday in the month.
Yeah, you will not be meeting here.
No.
Okay.
You'll be meeting in a jail.
So cool.
In one of those little 10 cells in the back. There's not enough room in there.
So February 20th?
You will be meeting in no doubt in Tullyverville. Our council meetings will be at the Senior Center.
Okay. So February 20th, 5:30?
February 20th, 5:30.
At Tullyverville.
And we will have
building?
A special meeting before.
The detention's okay. The main building.
Where is the front, one in the front?
Nine
or the one with the big doors?
When does the move take place?
The cat one or the dog one?
When does the move take place?
We'll be out of here at the end of the month. We'll be February, the beginning of February, we'll be in the detention center, I believe.
Okay, Rob.
It's on
we've
it's over by the dump. Do you know where the shelter and the dump are?
Okay.
Yeah, I think we'd like to have a meeting before we move, if we can.
Okay.
But, and you know, we'll coordinate with Nye. I'll coordinate with Nye and make
well,
sure.
I will tell you right now that there is no... I don't believe I have any openings because I have to go with their calendar, and when we set the January calendar, we go through. I will check again, but I don't think that they have anything open for us.
You mean using their rooms?
Using the rooms because sometimes
we may be better off meeting in the new facility.
Yeah, but I can check tomorrow to see if they are.
Would
but I don't believe that they have an opening because we have. Meetings booked for the rest of the
January. If I might also, you do
February 1st.
February 1st. They've been kicked out.
Yeah, I know.
February 1st.
You do have the ability to meet elsewhere, so you may want to talk to Morgan and say, would you like us to meet at your place?
We can meet at the museum.
Okay.
Do we need
and
to record it?
And I can do a quorum.
We can meet elsewhere,
David. I'm sorry.
We can meet elsewhere.
Why don't we just meet at the museum?
Yeah, it's a special meeting. Call a work
in
session.
In the nice little room.
Call a work session, and we can meet there if Morgan has it. We need a date and a time and the location because it has to be noticed for the public.
Right, we can do that. We've done that before. Rob, we can meet at the museum.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
Kathy?
It's plenty of room.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then...
And then I don't have to drive.
We can all bring our cell phones.
We
can all bring our cell phones.
That's great.
And it's going to be a learning session and a discussion, and then we'll learn how we administer the program.
Okay.
Just let me know what time or when, what date.
Yeah, I mean, coordinate with.
Yeah, we do have to. We've got. I mean, I'll make sure that I can do my best to be there.
Okay.
But we also have staff. You know, that's one of the reasons for the talking about quarterly.
Right.
Is because our staff is we're only have so much. We have 22 committees, so they're getting killed. Because that's, I mean, she lives in Sierra Vista. So when you guys are done, she drives back home.
Well, move right here.
Between my husband's work and my work, so I can't move.
You have to understand that Nina is part of our committee. I mean, we treat Nina as part of us.
We're going to have to adjourn 15 minutes earlier because it's an extra 15 minutes to get down to this point.
What?
From the
it's
museum.
Okay.
Okay. Very, very good. I'll entertain a motion for adjournment. Oh, let me move on. Does anybody have any
Mr. Chair, may I interrupt? I'm
sure.
I'm sorry, but you do have an action item here that you're not acting on. May I suggest that
we're
you
going to table?
Well, then I suggest you
move.
Have a motion to table.
What's that?
Move to table item 3 until the next meeting.
Is there a second to the motion to table? All in favor, please say aye.
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 The item is tabled to our February meeting.
Where does it say action?
Item 3, action.
David put this on.
Discussion
and
possible action.
Oh, okay, there it is.
Okay. Is there anything going on in the community that we should know about as a committee?
Chocolate tasting is next month on the 9th, I think.
No, it's the 16th.
Right.
Huh?
16th, Kathy.
What is it?
Is it the 16th?
Chocolate tasting.
I look ahead.
Oh,
the second Saturday is when it is.
Okay.
And the only other thing is we got
I thought it was on the 9th too. Anna May got invited to come to it.
I was just told it was the 16th, and I just looked it up.
Is it the 16th? They always have it on the second Saturday.
I think it's the 9th, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah.
I hope so.
It is.
But I was just told, and literally I have an email since we've been sitting here saying that it's a...
I just put the table tents out. I'm pretty sure it says the 9th, because I was surprised.
I think, yeah, and we were invited. I think it is the 9th.
It's always on Valentine's Day, right?
Yeah.
It's always been on Valentine's Day, so I assumed that it would be, but I was corrected.
It does say the 9th.
Okay.
You are correct.
Okay.
The email I have from
the week before Valentine's Day, Valentine's chocolate tasting.
Right.
Where's it at?
Library.
On our roundtable.
Oh,
Central School.
Our roundtable of current events and any, or current subject. Anything going on that we should know about?
The Grassy Park lighting project.
How is that coming?
We had our walkthrough on Monday, and we have two local contractors that hopefully will bid on the project.
So
one from Sierra Vista, where he looked at it, is we're too small.
Hmm. So what project is that?
This is the third phase of the Grassy Park revitalization.
This is the museum thing, the whole...
The lighting.
Well, it's owned by the city of Bisbee, but we're taking lead on it. Yeah, we're bringing lighting into the park.
Is this the
security
energy thing that's $2.5 million?
No, this is
okay.
Not.
Good.
This is just,
no.
It's bringing lighting into the park to kind of encourage people that they can use park at night and they don't have to go and sleep there and things like that. It's just a safety security issue.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a good
idea. And lighting the park, but Al Hopper came up with this lighting the museum facade, and the black lighting from that is going to be really stunning.
It'll be neat. And the money came from the county.
Next week, they'll be opening the bids. So we have to move on it fast.
How's the real estate market doing?
Still very low on inventory, but what we have is moving.
That's good.
So right now, it is a buyer's, well, seller's market, quite honestly.
So you're selling,
you're listing something, it's going to go fast because pickings are slim.
But there's a lot of commercial properties just sitting there.
Commercial is a whole different ballgame. That's sitting.
But that's my interest.
Yes. Well, I know you. You're keeping an eye on it.
Oh, I am. It's great. I love getting those.
So the Beliza building is sold again?
It's under contract, I believe.
Sloan bought it.
song about it.
Yeah, and she's accepting backup offers. I thought that was rather amusing.
Belize.
Belize's.
Nancy must have some doubts about his ability to qualify.
Well, no, you know what? You always accept backups because you just, well, Sloan, he's not going to come through. Who are we kidding?
I laughed when I saw the sign in the window.
How's the retail market done?
You know, we did really well. In fact, Fred had asked for some numbers, and I looked, and last year we did 15% better during tourist season than we did the year before, and 10% better during non-tourist season. But January started out really slow, and I think part of it might be the shutdown. Mm. I think people are kind of, are you seeing that?
Yep.
I think they're just being a little more cautious. Mm-hmm. We're not horribly behind, but I'm definitely not seeing the volume of people.
How about weather?
Weather didn't help either.
It's been real
cold.
I've been keeping track of the Queen Mine Tour and the museum numbers for 20 plus years. January is always a slump.
But we have all this activity. You know.
I know that just for last year, the museum numbers are up. And every year they've gone up a little bit. Not huge, but it's better than going down.
No, we felt it across all three places last year and the year before. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you just see that little bit of a tick, you know, and you're like, that's strange.
Yeah, last year felt like it was,
But when we look at our weather app and we look at the finances, now the stock market was a lot lower last year, but when we look at weather, it was a lot warmer last year.
Yeah. Yep. Mm. The weather did it.
And that brings people out on the weekend. Yeah. So
I'm in denial. I forgot about it.
But January 15th is when our group sits around and drinks scotch and smokes cigars. That's the beginning. That is the beginning.
So did we miss it? Or
you
that was yesterday?
You missed it.
Yeah.
Right.
How did you not?
It's obviously not this group.
Well, I have to say, if we get off this new program that Rob's taking the lead on, and his success, we will sit around and drink scotch and
smoke cigars.
Smoke cigars.
Okay, so it's 7 o'clock and we...
It is time to adjourn.
Okay.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move we adjourn.
A second.
Is there a second? We are adjourned.
And I just, as you're adjourning, I just want to, in my official capacity as mayor, thank you guys for all you do. Thank you. You are very much appreciated.